A Runaway Success, written by Safely Capricious and read by Flower Parish. This is a DC and Marvel crossover fic featuring the relationship Bucky/Clint/Jason/Roy. Tagged Cuddle Pollen, Contamination, Meet Cute, Mission Adjacent, Short and Sweet, and Humor. The night goes tits up pretty much immediately, which isn't a surprise so much as a disappointment. But Roy is used to disappointment, so he simply sighs and shoots another arrow at a goon. He and Jason have gotten separated. Which is to say, Jason had gone off hollering something no doubt inspiring and righteous, and Roy had stayed where he was to cover the fucking exit. So he's still camped out there when the fighting turns again and a mass comes his way. He can see a single individual exchanging hits in the middle of it, and for half a second he thinks it's Jason, but Jason was wearing his brown jacket and not his black one and, well, they're clearly fighting against the same people he and Jason are, so Roy starts to pick off the edges to help the guy out. Instead of a thank you or something, once the goons are unconscious or dead, they aren't in Gotham, it's fine, the first thing the guy says to him is, "You're not my archer." "And you're not my muzzled marksman, baby, but you don't see me making a thing about it," Roy shoots back, since the guy in question is wearing a muzzle very similar to the one that Jason sports these days. Still, Roy is pretty sure the guy is scowling at him and probably about to say something else when his muzzled marksman does come through the door, dragging someone else with him. Someone very purple. Someone very purple covered in a dust that sparkles slightly in the light. Roy, well used to Gotham bullshit popping up even when they aren't in Gotham, it's like the Bat Boys are magnets is what it is, takes several steps back. "I think it's an Ivy knockoff," is what Jason says, stopping about 10 feet away from the other dude. "Does your mask have an air filter, or are you a risk too?" "What?" says the dude, and as he shifts, Roy sees that he's got an entire metal sleeve situation going on, but just one arm, which is an interesting choice. Jason sighs, noisy through the filter he's clearly got activated in his muzzle. "Your buddy here got himself dosed with an Ivy knockoff. He's gonna need a lot of skin-on-skin contact, no actual penetration necessary, but I'm going to be honest, he's already hard here, and that's probably not going to get better. He's still coated in the shit, so do I need to rinse him off before you help me, or does your mask have an air filter in it?" "I don't... know." The guy shifts. "No air filter." The purple guy, still mostly limp against Jason's side, mumbles something and tries to move even closer, which is not surprising if he's taken a face full of dust. Belatedly, Roy realizes he's got wrist guards and a quiver at his back. "Oh hey, you do have an archer!" The guy looks up at Roy, and even his domino is purple, what the hell? Lips already bitten red and a flush on his cheeks. "You sure it's a knockoff?" Roy asks, because, well... "Yeah," Jason says, shifting his grip, and the guy all but melts back into his side. He was able to focus for 5 minutes after taking the first hit. You know Ivy's shit works faster than that. Which, well, fair. "I can take him," the not archer says, stepping forward. Jason immediately pulls them back a step. "Nope, let me rinse him off. There's gotta be a hose around here somewhere, and then maybe. He can't consent right now, and I don't know you, so you're going to have a chaperone anyways, but the last thing we need is both of you all tactile." "I'm the Winter Soldier," the guy says, and Roy mentally flicks through his Rolodex of superheroes. "And I'm the Red Hood," Jason says back, "and your buddy saved my ass, so I'm going to make sure nothing bad happens to his." And then he's dragging Purple over towards a hose, the Winter Soldier stalking along behind, and Roy following because obviously he has Jason's back. "Is this what having cats is like?" Roy asks, idly, as he runs his fingers through Clint's hair. Clint, who is no longer technically being affected by the knockoff ivy pollen, still pushes greedily into the touch. And Roy thought that Jason had been touch-starved. "What do you mean?" he mumbles into Roy's thigh where his head is pillowed. Roy gestures, expansively, with his hand not currently delivering scritchies, at where Bucky and Jason are staring each other down on the other end of the bed. Clint doesn't open his eyes, so the gesture is, ultimately, pointless. "If they had fur, it would be on end," Roy says, instead, which is apparently enough to get Clint to open his eyes. Clint blinks at them before looking up at Roy. God, his eyes are shockingly blue, and grinning all crooked and charming. He winks, pointedly, before taking on a mournful expression and holding out his arms without moving away from his comfortable recline. "Why are you both so far away?" he says, voice just shy of whining. Bucky's gaze immediately swings to them, but Jason takes a little longer, examining Bucky for a moment before turning his attention and arching an eyebrow at Roy. Roy blows him a kiss and he rolls his eyes. Clint is still holding out his arms, and with minimal grumbling, Bucky shifts and lays down at his side, throwing an arm around Clint's waist that he shamelessly pushes into before holding his hand out toward Jason. Jason rolls his eyes, but knee walks up the bed until he's leaning back against the headboard at Roy's side. He tangles his hand with Clint's, who beams at them all. "It's a puppy pile," he says brightly. "I still say they're cats," Roy returns, which, naturally, gets both of them protesting. It's fine, though. Bucky has his hand curled around Roy's knee, and Jason is a warm weight against his side. It's not quite as comfortable as it was when Clint was still dosed, and both of them had been focused on making sure he got his life-saving cuddles and didn't suffer, but Roy thinks that maybe they could get back there. The end.